So the main point, which I think I've already meant, is that the informal machines, the pneumatic computers, are not qualitatively different in some sense from the formal machines, just as a bunch of people at Woodstock is the same as a bunch of people at some level as an army. They're just organized in a different fashion, but they still speak using voice or what have you, and they have a lot of the same characteristics. So essentially, the algorithmic and software study of informal machines is the same as the algorithm and software at formal machines, but the trade-offs are different. We've already discussed the importance of latency. So network latency is almost always higher, and network bandwidth, which is TCOM, is almost always lower for an informal machine than for a formal machine, because the formal machine has been carefully optimized to get very good performance in this area and to match the network performance of the processor performance. So TCOM over TCALC is what is necessary to do problems of relevance, whereas in the case of the informal machine, it's whatever you get, and it may or may not be relevant. So essentially, the formal machines are typically what you study, partly because they are really the optimized ones, so they're intellectually the cleanest. They are the ones that are going to get the best performance and the highest performance on any one problem. So from a computer science point of view, they use, if you like, computer science to decide what the right processor nodes is, what the right network is, how to link memory and processors, what the right I/O is, and so on, and what the right synchronization mechanism. So we will tend, most of our work, to sort of refer to these formal machines, but you should remember that really there isn't any difference.